Bob Agnew in Washington. Another record number of illegal crossings at the southern border, as Edwin Mora reports. The numbers cap a year at the border where multiple records have already been set.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel faces a far greater threat from Hezbollah than from Hamas. He says Hezbollah is armed with some 150,000 missiles.
And they've been massacring Syrians for the last decade. They got a lot of practice in killing people. And we can't afford this. Right now, our northern part of our country, Galilee, okay, you just celebrated Christmas with all the associations with Galilee. Sure. Galilee is uninhabitable.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Ohio's Republican governor has vetoed legislation that would have barred transgender youth from receiving so-called gender-affirming care. Governor Mike DeWine.
While there are rare times in the law, in other circumstances, where the state overrules the medical decisions made by the parents, I can think of no example where this is done, where it is not only against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician and against the judgment of the treating team of medical experts.
As Governor Mike DeWine, his comments airing on the Ohio Channel. State lawmakers passed House Bill 68 just before the holiday break. This is SRN News. Two well-known evangelists will be doing some traveling in 2024. Here's Michael Harrington.
Franklin Graham gets started early with a major gospel festival in Mexico City in mid-February. He's scheduled to lead a similar event in Krakow, Poland in April. Graham's son, Will, has a stadium event lined up for Porto, Portugal the same month. Both men are likely to add some international festivals in coming months. Franklin did five of them in 2023. He's also got a lengthy tour of the Southwest U.S. on tap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Priests in the Church of England have begun blessing same-sex civil unions for the first time. The first couple to take advantage of the change in doctrine was a pair of female priests from St. John the Baptist Church in Felixstowe. That's located in eastern England. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, says he won't personally bless any same-sex couples because it's his job to unify the world's 85 million Anglicans. This is SRN News. A judge in Idaho will not dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's abortion ban.
Instead, the district judge ruled on Friday to narrow the case to focus only on the circumstances where an abortion would be allowed and whether so-called abortion care in an emergency situation applies to the state's constitutional right to enjoy and defend life and the right to secure safety. The Office of the Idaho Attorney General argued to throw out the case as its Supreme Court has already upheld the state's abortion law. George Williams reporting.
Republicans are blasting a decision by Maine's Democrat Secretary of State Shanna Bellows to boot Donald Trump off the GOP primary ballot because of his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wrote in a post on X, Democrats love democracy so much that, quote, they will do anything to stop the voters from voting for their opponent. More of these stories at srnnews.com.